old. There you go. There's a special request from the folks upstairs. Breakthrough
this
funding.
It's like 80s show today, isn't it?
It well, is, yeah. I'm feeling right at home. Yeah, I'm feeling right at home. Welcome back. We're going to catch up on some of the tweets and some of the emails we've had. I've had a tweet from Andrew Knott of the FSB, who says, "Hi, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web. Paul, can we have a shout out, please? If you'd like to learn more about the FSB, then can you call Andrew on 07747 114627? That's 07747 114627. But by far and away, the easiest way to find out more about him is to follow him on the Twitter, A Knott 20. Do give Andrew a follow on the Twitter and find out more about all the benefits that the FSB have to offer you. Let's find out some more. Fruitworks, the new Fruitworks expansion is open. Come and visit, look around, have a coffee. And they've also got a jelly event where you can come in and work for free. And you can find out about that by going to their website, which is Fruitworks Jelly.
Explain that it's a co-working site and all that sort of stuff, meaning as in you don't have to pay to do the work, as opposed to you have to work and not get paid to do it for it.
Yeah, something like that.
You know what I mean?
And there's no jelly involved.
Yeah, but when you say work for free, it makes it sound like you're getting people to come in and work but not get paid for it. But what you mean is they don't have to pay.
No, I'm happy with the first one. No, I'm happy with that. Don't give away my secrets. Yeah, I was going to get loads of people there and go, "You promised to work for free, and here's some work. Here's a paintbrush. Here's a tin of paint. Paint that wall." Yeah, no. So, no, Josie's absolutely right. It's a community workspace and hot desking hub. And on a regular basis, there's a Friday jelly where you can try it out by working there at no cost.
As opposed to not getting paid for it.
As opposed to not getting paid for it. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. So do look at that. What else have we got? Fruit Bowl Media. Can we have a shout out for our web design agency in Canterbury, designing beautiful, responsive websites? Mogul Mamas. I like that. Mm. Yeah. Can we get a shout out for our women's networking flower picking picnic? I'm going to say that again. I did say it okay.
It just kind of
flower picking picnic. There's a flower-picking picnic tomorrow. That's not
like
easy.
A cotton-picking something or other, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a flower-picking picnic. I like that. And do you know, there are certain phrases that just get you. There's the government launched a new initiative for young people going into apprenticeships, and the name of it, it's Get In. Get In, Go Far. And I just love that name, and I can't stop myself saying it like that. Get In, Go Far. And I like this one now. So flower picking picnics. Follow the Mogul Mamas and their flower picking picnics. I love it. And it's the Mogul Mamas, MUGULMAMAS, the Mogul Mamas on the Twitter. And there's a July event coming up, and you can find all about it by going to their website, which is mogulmamas.com. So, flower picking picnics, go for it. Why not? Have you got anything there, Jo?
I have. I've got one that you said you'd mentioned before that I wasn't entirely sure about myself. The well-styled Kill the Cardigan workshop. Because I am wearing a cardigan.
Siobhan's workshop.
It's an intensive three-hour workshop on Tuesday, the 19th of July at 10 o'clock at the Tunbridge Wells Spa Hotel in Mount Ephraim. And it costs £45 to attend. And Siobhan Young said, "While many local women have a head for business, many have not honed in on their professional style. This workshop is set to show women how to dress like they mean business. And the first step will be to kill the cardigan and replace it with a sharper choice." Well, there you go. It's obviously my issue. So during the course, participants will learn how to align their business and brand values to create a complementary signature style. Participants will learn the tools and techniques to make a professional impact at networking, meetings and pitches through interactive and practical group work. But don't come here without a cardigan because it's cold.
Absolutely. I like a cardigan now and again, yeah. I have to say.
Well, this one is not a posh business one, but we're on radio.
I'm
dressed for radio. It's a cardigan, yeah.
Is it? But it hasn't got any buttons.
No, there's no buttons. I don't do it up. It's not twin set and pearls and all that.
No, it's a wraparound.
It's like a wraparound-y
thing. It's a wraparound. It's not a cardigan at all. Don't blag us. It's a wraparound. You're thinking of fooling me on a fashion item. It's a wraparound.
Oh, phew. So you mean I do dress like a businesswoman then?
Exactly. You were trying to fool us. Yeah.
And of course, Zoe, our next guest, is wearing your jacket. So, you know.
She is, yeah. So she looks absolutely gorgeous in that.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. The fact that it's 15 sizes too big for her is neither here nor there. Yeah. She could actually live in that with a whole pack of huskies as well, with room in the arms for them. We had a tweet from the Smartphone Film School. SPF School on the Twitter, Smartphone Film School. Vanilla Web Business Bunker, can we have a shout out please for our business video training workshops in Canterbury and Margate? You can book now for the 26th or the 27th of July, and you can do that by following the Smartphone Film School. People are throwing these things at me today to see if I trip over them.
Yeah, I like that name, that's good.
Yeah, Smartphone Film School. And the Twitter handle is SPF School. So okay. Do give them a follow. That's the Smartphone Film School.
So Gareth's tweeted us to say, what's the weather like down here?
Cold.
Well, it was sunny when we got here, and it certainly wasn't as rainy and wet as it looks like in the picture. That's from, where is it? Chatham, Maidstone?
Yeah.
So, maybe don't drive past any people fast. Don't splash by those them. Paddles.
Don't splash them.
I wasn't going fast, but, you know, too fast.
We've had a tweet from the Debonair Tea Company.
Oh, nice.
Good afternoon, Vanilla Web on the Business Bunker Show. Are you missing our tea this week? Can we have a shout-out, please?
Yes,
we are missing definitely. Your tea. We are missing your tea in the studio, but I'm not missing your tea at home, because I've actually got some at home.
As usual. Do you remember before you used to have loads of people bring food in and stuff? Mm. Never, when I was presenting like 3 years ago or whatever, on the weeks that I was here.
No, and they used to do that because we had a food show on the same day, but now the food show is on a Thursday, so all the food rocks up here on a Thursday.
See?
Need a food and
it's
drink.
It's never going to work for me, is it?
I've got some Extreme Earl Grey Debonair tea bags at home.
And Extreme? What does that make it? Like just strong or
strong.
Posh?
It's lovely. It's lovely. Posh and strong.
Posh.
It's posh and strong. Strong and posh.
That may not be the words that they'd like us to be sharing for their brand.
But it's my favourite tea. I drink a lot of Earl Grey tea, and I drink it black because I don't have milk in tea, just like Zoe doesn't have milk in her tea either. And that Earl Grey is really nice. Somebody on Twitter was asking me earlier about how many spoonfuls of tea I use in the pot, but I had to admit I have mine in bags. Tea bags.
So uncouth.
I know.
So uncouth. But I had a pot of tea when I was in France, and I tipped out the first cup. Rye, last week. Tipped out the first cup. A lovely place called Edith's Kitchen in Rye. Has anyone been there?
Edith's Kitchen.
Edith's Kitchen. It's like a little quick, it's like your nan's back room.
Where is that in Rye?
Near the top of the high street. If you're going up the hill, it's on the right.
Okay, just past the Mermaid.
I don't know, possibly.
Yeah. Okay.
Not far from the church, where you can go up to the top. It's like your gran's back room sort of thing. It's really lovely. The food is really lovely and everything else. But my second cup of tea, I forgot to use the strainer, so I ended up with all the green tea.
Mouthful of leaves.
Yes, and went up the church, thought at 3:03, if we go a bit further, might be going where the bell is when the time, you know, rings for 3:00. So we thought, we'll go up to the next level. So we went up to the next level, all the bells. And we're thinking, right, okay, those are the ones that the bell ringers ring. We can see the things attached to them. So where's the one for the clock? Where's the one for the clock? At which point the one for the clock went off right next to us, scared the life out of us. Yeah, which is hilarious, considering we were looking for it at the time and still nearly had a heart attack.
I used to be a campanologist.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
did
very
you?
Impressive.
Another story.
Very impressive.
Ring my bell, baby, ring my bell.
Did you ever, like, hold on and forget to let go and end up in the top?
No,
you know,
but
doing
I did see it happen.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you another story.
Oh, lovely.
We've had a tweet from another new listener, HTVA, Hannah_HTVA.
Where did you go then?
I had to get closer to the screen to look because I haven't got my glasses on. And it's little writing. Hannah_HTVA is the Twitter handle. She said, Vanillaware Business Bunker, professional virtual assistant services now available in Tunbridge Wells. For more details.
We don't do professional
on this show, Hannah. This is strictly amateur hour. Contact hannah@htva.co.uk. That's hannah@htva.co.uk. Or follow Hannah on the Twitter. Or do both. Hannah_HTVA. So do check that out. You can do an email if you like, Joe.
Can I? Thank you. So, Shepherd Neem are to take over 13 pubs in deals with Enterprise Inns and Tenants in Faversham and Canterbury. So, they're going to take over 13 alehouses. The Faversham-based brewer is buying 8 drinking holes from rival Enterprise Inns. It said the high-quality pubs based in Kent, Sussex and Surrey and operated under lease have been acquired as part of its strategy to invest in venues with unique character in landmark or high-profile locations. And they've also reached an agreement to transfer 5 of its tenanted sites into its managed estate. So Shepparton will manage the Albion Taverna and the Limes in Faversham and the Shakespeare, the Parrot and Ye Olde Beverley. Are you supposed to say ye oldie or just ye old?
Ye oldie. It was never, ever pronounced like that.
No, I know it wasn't. But in this modern day, just to like, you know, let people know there is an eon, so it is an old version type stuff. Or does the ye give that away?
And it was never ye either. It's the.
Anyway, both deals are expected to be completed in the next 4 weeks, bringing its total number of pubs to 336, of which 59 are managed, 270 tenanted and 7 under commercial free of tie leases. Chief Exec Jonathan Neame said, "We're delighted to end another successful year with these excellent opportunities to enhance the quality and profile of our pub estate and to bring new skills into the team." That's such a good story, given lots of pubs are closing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
To know that people, if they do it right... Yep. are successfully expanding.
Absolutely. I mean, it's coming back to kind of the kind of conversations we've been having all day here before we were on air and everything, is life's changing. We're going through some massive changes in the world, and people don't appreciate how change unfolds. I'm a great believer in evolution, and the whole evolution by natural selection, random mutation and natural selection is very much what affects everything. Businesses, society, economies, it's all about change and adapting to that change and growing to that change. And we are living in very exciting times at the moment, mm-hmm. Insofar as everything is changing. Mm-hmm. And most of it, like most change, is being driven by technology. New technology has had dramatic impacts and effects on things. And we have to learn to live with that and grow with it and make something useful out of it rather than try to run away from it and hide from it, which is what the natural reaction to it is, first of all.
Is this your posy segue into our next guest?
Well, almost.
Checking. Can I just say, Debonair T say posh and strong is in fact bang on. So
no, she's talking about me.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe not. Thank you, Louisa. There's two tweets I want to read out, and then I'm going to talk to our next guest. Lee Willis has been on. I'm listening to the Business Bunker Show. Can you give a shout out, please, Paul, for Ancorians Football Club? We are looking for players for the under-14s. If you know anybody that would like to play for the under-14s, or indeed any of the other hundreds of teams that Ancorians Football Club run, Ancorians are a community football club based over in Medway, and you can contact Lee on the Twitter to find out more. And Lee's Twitter handle is Lee, spelled L-E-I-G-H, Lee, JW, Lee, JW, LEIGH, JW. Do give Lee a follow on the Twitter. And we might be able to elicit a squeal of delight again this week by giving a mention to Holcomb Health Clinic. Can you hear it? No. I gave them a mention last week and they tweeted, "I squealed with delight when I heard you on the radio," which is lovely.
Well, maybe
wasn't
they
it?
Did again then.
So hopefully they did again. Yeah. And that's Holcomb Health Clinic. And they say, "Please can we have a shout out on the Business Bunker Vanilla Web for our physiotherapy and sports therapy clinic based in Rochester?" Holcomb Health is their Twitter handle. Holcomb, spelled H-O-L-C-O-M-B-E. Holcomb Health, all one word. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. Thank
Lovely.
You.
Do you know, you just reminded me by saying JW. My maiden name was Joe Wild. Does that sound like a usual name or an unusual name?
Joe Wild?
Yeah.
Sounds like some kind of 70s pop singer.
Pop singer. We used to sing it to the Bow Wow Wow song, Joe Wild in the Country. But do you know, I was looking at the teacher list for Highworth School recently, because it's where we're looking at maybe for Little Dodsey, and they have a teacher called Mrs. Joe Wild.
Well,
how random is that? It's like, it's not a very common name, is it?
It isn't.
And they have a Mrs. Dodds as well. Uh-huh. And that's not that common either, so how weird is that?
Strange.
And how random is that to just throw that in there?
But yeah, thank you for that, Joe. I'm glad we know that.
Initials. That was why it reminded me.
Okay. It reminded you of your name. Yeah. Okay.
My older name.
I quite like that, though. Joe Wild. It's good.
I used to love it. I kept it for a while.
Yeah.
When I got married the first time, I kept it.
Because it's almost like Go Wild, isn't it? Joe Wild, Go Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. So they used to sing it at school.
The trouble is, I'll get confused with it and I'll start calling her Mrs. Ape. And everybody go, how did that come from? Well, Go Ape. I knew it was Go Something. No, Joe Wild, not Go Wild, not Go Ape.
Don't know what he's trying to say there.
Dangerous ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Do you know what? We're going to talk to our next guest.
Lovely.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show after a very, very long time. It's been a long time since you were last on, Zoe. The absolutely gorgeous and lovely Zoe Cairns. Hello, Zoe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really, thanks. I'm really,
how
I'm
warm
really
are
thanks.
You?
I'm really good.
Yeah. I'm really cold.
Yeah.
I feel like that young lad out of Big with this jacket on.
So she's going to have to eat a lot more before she comes back next time, because she has just not got anything keeping her warm.
Absolutely. She's wearing my jacket, and even that's no good to her because it's so huge on her. Anyway. Zoe, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Punk Show. It's an absolute pleasure to see you. You're doing so many things round and about in Kent, and actually all over the place, not just in Kent, all over the world. I mean, you've been flying backwards and forwards all over the place. You've been up to stuff in Malaysia and Poland and all kinds
there
of places.
As well.
It was Malaysia. Warmer, yeah.
So, why don't you? You know, most of our listeners will know of you because they've been on one of your workshops or done something. But there will be some that don't know. So why don't you just give us a little bit of background to Zoe Cairns' social media, and tell us a little bit about your business. But then tell us some of the things you've been up to, and then we're going to talk about some of the things you're going to be up to, and some of the things you're planning.
Yeah, so hi everyone, and thank you Paul and Joe for having me on the show. It's always a privilege to come down to Channel Radio Business Bunker and say hi to everyone. I'm Zoe Cairns from ZC Social Media. We run a small agency based in Medway. The team are listening today, so hi.
Hello team.
Hello.
Beth,
hello.
Sam, Gareth, hi, hope you're all well. So yeah, we run a small agency where we help people manage their social media profiles, and we do consultancy and in particular training, and run different events as well. And yeah, love what we do. Recently, we've been travelling about. Just got back from Malaysia in March, although that feels like a lifetime ago, where we were speaking at Malaysia Social Media Week. We've been doing stuff in Dubai, which we're off to again in October, to work with the government over there to bring social media to government practitioners. Gareth is dabbling in speaking.
Go for it, Gareth.
Yeah.
She's letting you get a word in edgeways, mate.
Gareth's off to Singapore in October. One of the ones that he kept saying to me, I really want to do this and really want to get out there speaking and doing some of the stuff you're doing. So he's off to Singapore in October to speak. So that's really exciting.
Fantastic. Nice one, Gareth.
Big experience. So, yeah, we've been doing lots of stuff, enjoying what we're doing, always passionate about what we're doing to share and really spread the digital awareness to people, not just businesses but local community as well. Doing a lot of private school talks, done a prison.
Wow.
Brixton Prison went along too, just to tell them how to use social, well, not how to use it, but why they might use it when they come out.
They didn't follow you on the way out, did they?
No.
Did you get that? Did you follow you on it? Sorry.
Yeah, that was funny, Paul.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
But yeah, no, it's all been really fun and challenging at the same time.
Absolutely. And you know, you're the epitome of someone that's embraced change. You know, you started off life, well, as a young girl, but you started off life as a mortgage broker at one time, didn't you? And then when social media started to come to the fore, you saw the potential of that very early on and were very early adopter of it and kind of taught yourself initially and then grew from there.
Yeah. What do you mean taught yourself?
Yeah.
She came on one of my Twitter courses.
Oh, did she?
We met through your mortgage advising with a property lady. Do you remember years ago? I don't know how many years ago now.
How many years was that?
I know, exactly. A long time ago.
Apart from that, taught myself.
But mainly taught herself.
She went on Joe's course and then she learned how to do it properly.
It was just Twitter. It was the mortgage advice stuff, wasn't it, originally, that you were doing?
It was the mortgage advice stuff.
And you came with your boss.
Yeah, and Henderson Ponsford, shout out there. They're no longer there, but they're now Henderson and Moore. So I was a mortgage broker for those for a good 4 or 5 years.
But as you say, early adopter, because really, people in that property sort of industry weren't thinking about social media at all.
My boss was totally against it, wasn't he? Yeah. He's someone that's like, it's not going to work. Mm. But we used it and it helped us through the recession.
Really well,
it was really good.
It is surprising as well, isn't it? Being serious for a moment, there's still a huge amount of organisations that haven't really either embraced it or if they're using it, really aren't using it properly and haven't really, a lot of them are token gestures. You know, they have a Twitter account, they have a Facebook page, they have LinkedIn or Instagram or Snapchat or whatever they've got. But, you know, it's half-hearted. They don't really think about it. They're not really using it very effectively.
It's 'cause they haven't got a strategy. They're not thinking about what they want to achieve from it. They just go on there because Joe down the road's on there.
Yeah.
Not this one. Not you, Joe. You run free events regularly still, do you?
Yeah,
and you seem to have tons of people come to them. Are they people who are just starting afresh? You know, haven't started really? So it just shows you, doesn't doesn't it?
How? Just coming along to learn new things. And we do give like really good content away, if that makes sense.
Because
most of our courses are more about, you know, putting your strategy together. We don't actually, you know, do workshops where it's to show you exactly how to do it.
Yeah.
So the academy is where you can come and learn different tutorials and tips and demonstrations on how to use the platform.
It's almost more digital marketing
Techniques
rather than, you know, how to send a tweet or how to retweet or something like
that.
Because
that's the stuff we can easily learn ourselves if, you know, we've got the likes of YouTube now that's got, you know, exactly how to do these things. But it's your strategy behind, you know, why you want to do it. I was talking to Chris earlier about processes and systems and looking about what people really want to achieve. And, you know, most businesses don't even have a business plan. They don't know exactly where they want to go in 3 or 5 or 10 years' time. So, you know, social media and digital are a small part of your marketing plan, but are great tools to really get out to what you want to do.
They're also the things that people, they don't always, when you talk about people measuring their social media and so on, just you start when you, I'm sure you have this experience, when you start to talk about organizations and businesses and shops and how do they know, or where do their customers come from, they don't actually know because they don't ever ask their customers.
And
how
they don't analyse it.
And
you know, even clients that I work with, you know, that I've just started out with, and I said to them, you know, where did your leads come from? Do you ask when they call you? Have you a process in place that actually states down where you've heard them from? You know, what business do you get from that networking event? They still don't know where they've actually generated that business from. So they then say social media doesn't work. Well, I say, well, how do you know they didn't hear about you from Facebook or Twitter or Google?
This is what I was talking to you about, using data effectively. Because every touch point with a customer, as you know, is data. And there's so much, there's such a rich source of data that you can get just by word of mouth. It doesn't always mean pulling off lots of spreadsheets and analysing lots of numbers. It's that word of mouth data.
The word of mouth data is amazing. I'm just working with I've got a business partner in London, Mentor, and he said, you know, when I first started working with him, let's do a client map. The client map must be the size of the wall with the amount of people that I'm in touch with and what businesses come from where. And when you start to analyse where your referrals come from, and I met this person through Twitter and then they put me in touch with those, and that was one of my biggest clients, you can then start to work out, you know, what contracts come from social. And it's amazing when you start to analyze that and look at the data, as you say, Chris, to see where, you know, how social media is working for you.
But is it also true that you can make the one error on there, and because of the way that things spread these days, that one error can actually just go viral quicker than the good news?
And you see this especially on political arguments as well, where an MP or some official of a political party has said something late at night after a couple of whiskies or something, and then they delete the tweet, but there's always someone there that's found it in the cache and retweets it and goes, no, you said that and I saw it.
As you were talking, Chris, when we were off air about taking a picture of your screen on your phone, it's so easy to capture these things now very quickly before they disappear.
Exactly.
I say to people, if you don't want your tweet or picture to be seen on a billboard with your photo next to it, you know, don't tweet it or post it at all.
Absolutely.
So when you started, as we were saying, it was like really early on, and it was comparatively simple, wasn't it, social media to begin with, because there weren't many platforms, and you know, there wasn't,
it was just for broadcasting
and all that stuff. Exactly. How's it developed in your view to now, because it's fairly sophisticated, isn't it?
I feel like it's completely changed. So it must have been back in 2008 that I come on your course when I was a mortgage broker. And then when I left in 2010, things then went to Twitter and LinkedIn, and it was all very much about text. Now it's more videos and pictures. People now can have their live broadcast channel online, and we can use YouTube as our own TV channel. So things have really progressed forward. You know, thinking back to when I was at university, probably about, you know, 12 or 15 years ago, I only had a phone that had the Snake game on it and was in black and white. You know, and you know, thinking back to how things have
we're all traumatized here. We can remember when we didn't even have the internet and all of those other things.
I was saying to someone, I showed someone a picture the other day of the very first mobile phone I had, which was, I got the phone in 1989, and it was a Motorola car phone, which had a curly cord attached to a dirty great battery pack, which actually took two people to lift. It was a Motorola E-Tac 8000, and it cost $3,000, and it was completely pointless because you couldn't call, and nobody else had one, so you couldn't call anyone anyway.
Yeah, one of my jobs back in the Air Force on the night shift was to make sure the Vodafone was charged. Yeah, it was a beast. Other mobile phone providers are.
So we rest assured we're older than you are.
So I think we just proved that.
Not that much older.
Well, some of us are. Some of us are. No, you're absolutely right. And, of course, that will continue, won't it? Because, again, this is the digital revolution is only going to keep going and going and going. You know, we've got the Internet of Things to come. We've got 3D printing. We've got all kinds of things happening that are going to have dramatic impacts over the next few years. Driverless cars and all kinds of things. Yeah. It's funny. Not the car. I've got a couple of cars. And when I bought my old new car.
Not the most recent one.
The one before that, which I've still got. It had an internet dashboard in it. And I was really excited about it. And I thought, right, I'm going to get in the car. And I set it all up and I got it all going. And I got about half a mile down the road and I pulled over and I went, right, that's going off. Because what it does is it reads every tweet.
Oh, wow.
And it was driving me nuts. Yeah, you know how many tweets I get.
I've got my phone on silent.
Yeah.
And I've constantly got my phone on silent. Because if I had it on, the notifications. Mm. And then Gareth says, well, why don't you just turn the notifications off? And I say, no. Because I still want them to pop up on my phone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, mine's constantly on silent.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just warning you, don't get an internet dashboard because it'll drive you nuts. Yeah. But there's so much to do and to go and still to come with social media that it's one of those things that, you know.
There's a load of shortage of skills out there, you know, in our local area, but also nationally as well, where, you know, more and more jobs are changing because more positions are required where people have got digital and social media skills, and that shortage is catching up. So it's something that I'm really working on to try and really...
Funnily enough, it's funny you should say that. I've got an email here, which I was going to read later, but it's relevant to what you were saying here. It's from the Government Department of Culture, Media and Sport, and it's talking about the creative industries in general, but social media is one part of the creative industries. The UK's creative industries are continuing to outstrip every other employment sector in the UK, which new government figures reveal. Jobs in the creative industries have increased 3 times faster than the UK average of jobs growth. Diversity in the creative industry workplace is up by almost 45%, and that's more than double that of the wider jobs market. And creative industries are now generating £10 million an hour for the UK economy, and that's since 2011. And the number of jobs in the creative industry has risen by 20%, and there are now 1.9 million jobs. Nearly triple the rate of the UK economy as a whole. The latest figures come on the back of government statistics published earlier this year, revealing that the UK's creative industry now contribute a staggering £84 billion a year to the UK economy. That's £10 million an hour, cementing the sector as a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, that's amazing, isn't it? In the space of a couple of years, from an industry that didn't exist to being worth £84 billion a year.
It's amazing,
it's interesting,
isn't it?
You're just saying about going to talk to schools and stuff, because as you say, there is a big skills shortage. And a lot of the problem is that people assume that because our youth now use digital technology, that they're suddenly going to turn into
the youths
that they're suddenly going to turn into, you know, amazing social media managers or whatever. But of course, you still need all the business and the marketing expertise, don't you?
It's completely different to how you would use it personally, and knowing the different tools, like you mentioned Evernote earlier, and the tools in social media and digital are completely different to how we would use them personally. So there's and it's that transition, you know, that they might know how to use it personally, but the language, you know. Recruitment people are now looking at people's profiles. You know, police can track someone down so easily now by looking at profiles as well.
Do you know? I'll tell you this, I don't want to be political, but I'm going to be.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. One of the myths of the so-called single market is that there isn't actually, in Europe, is there actually isn't a single market in services. And interestingly, in my business, the recruitment business, in Germany, it is illegal, how they manage this, I have no idea, to actually look up someone's Facebook profile or LinkedIn profile prior to a job advert.
Yeah.
Do you think that's fair?
So how do you police that?
How on earth you would police that, I have no idea. That is just, you know, it's unpoliceable, isn't it?
Yeah.
But apparently that is the case.
I think it gives you a good idea into the character that you're going to have and the attitude that you're going to be employing. I think it's a great source that we can use.
I think it's interesting. I always said I think that I'm glad I wasn't on social media when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I think in the future, everyone will have social media skeletons in the cupboard sort of thing. But I think at the moment, that whole transition we're going through for our youth is really, really hard. And I think the other issue I think with the skills is and why going to schools is important is that the schools are generally saying, you know, don't use social media. Yeah. It's, you know, scary and everything. And I mean, my daughter's only nine, as you probably know. And she came back from school one day and saw I had Hootsuite open, and she looked and she said, "That's a hashtag, Mummy. Did you know that?" So of course I was like laughing. Yeah, of course I did. She said, "Yes, and you shouldn't use them, because if you use them, everyone can see what you've posted."
Wow.
And so, I thought that was really interesting, because I said to her, "Well, yeah, you're right, and that's obviously what the school have taught you in a way of protecting you.
In another way.
But actually, in other ways, as a marketer." So it's that stuff that we have to unravel.
I've been doing some little videos with my nephew about how to keep safe online. So I've been doing about how he feels about it, and then we flip it around, and I'm talking about what I think. So that's come across really well.
It's interesting. I was talking to a teacher the other day who'd just come back from an overseas assignment, and they were saying, "Do you know what? It was they said I'd been on the other side of this fence until I went." They were in Finland, and they said, "Over here, you know, we've got this big thing about schools now trying to stop kids using mobile phones in the classroom and all the rest of it. In Finland, it's now perfectly possible to take your laptop or your mobile or your tablet into an exam." Mm. And the Finnish education people said, "These people live in a world that is internet enabled. Why on earth wouldn't you? Why would you not? You know, it's like telling people not to read a book because they're some newfangled invention, you know."
Won't that be like so amazing when it's about what you do with the information as opposed to being able to regurgitate it?
And that was exactly the point that the Finns were making, that, you know, the whole ability to collect information has been done for you now. You don't need to teach that anymore. It's what you do with the content that's important, not how you find it. And we're still scrabbling around in 1952.
Yet just today on the news this morning, I think it was, I saw a report in that China are having massive results about mathematics, teaching by rote.
Yeah.
Just repetition all the time. Mm. And trialing it over here. So almost that's counterintuitive to what you've just said.
Although I guess some of those mathematical things could be sort of deemed to be life skills in some ways. But it's interesting.
I always use circle theorems every day.
Not all of them, admittedly, having helped a little dodgy with her homework. Not all of them. But it's interesting what you were saying about the way death of deference, see, I'm bringing those up now, in the workplace, and how managing people and change is different. That's the same with the information. You know, when we talk in situations about employee engagement and stuff, that, you know, being a manager used to be about holding information, whereas now everyone's got that information. Yeah. You can just go and Google the answer.
Absolutely.
So it's then about how are you different?
I have these big discussions about leadership and management, and for my money, the leader is there to ask questions and surround themselves by good people who can give you the answers, and by utilizing social media to your advantage to actually gain those answers, well, why not embrace it?
Is it because Twitter's the new the place where I go to find out the latest news and what's happening, especially when things happen in the world? And the first place I go to now is Twitter to see exactly what's happening.
Funnily enough, somebody's just asked on Twitter, and it's only come up, and I think we've actually just covered it. Somebody called Sam Francis has said, question for Zoe, do you think children in school should be given guidance about social media? We kind of just discussed that.
Well, your videos, you won't just be making them for your own benefit. Your videos with your nephew are going to be on...
We've got one of them out on YouTube. I'm happy to send it over to you. So
please do.
Yeah, lovely.
That'd
be great.
Loves
it. He thinks he's like some sort of little TV star.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. It's brilliant.
But kind of talking about all these things, Zoe, and about educating people and telling people what's going on, maybe you could tell us a little bit about the next Get Social event.
Yeah, we've got Get Social Kent coming up on the 3rd of November, where a free event. At the last one, we had 452 people.
We did indeed, in Canterbury. Yeah, it's brilliant, wasn't it?
Was one of the sponsors. Hopefully you'll be back
Yeah, absolutely, we will.
Was that a yes, I will sponsor it? Or
yes, no, no, absolutely.
You just negotiated online on air. That
yeah, she just stitched me up into a sponsorship deal there. Did you notice how she did that?
Yes, yeah. That was brilliant, sorry.
No, but I'm sure you'll be back. And so we've got that in November at Lee Academy's Trust, which will be really exciting. So if you go to getsocialkent.com, find out more information. It's free for anyone to attend. And we've also launching in the next few weeks our Kent Digital Academy, which I was talking to Paul about, which is really exciting, which is going to be an academy that's going to be throughout Kent, where we're going to have three different areas that we're going to be making more digitally aware community, the public, and also private companies as well. So really going
to really exciting plans. Really, we're really looking forward to that, aren't we? And it's going to be the next stage on in the evolution and development of these kind of things. So some really exciting. I've just been stitched up into spending. What we did last time is we had a pop up radio station is what we did, and we'll certainly
That's
be doing
I mean
that again.
By,
yeah, no, absolutely, and we'll certainly be doing that.
Back out now, Zoe. Once you've got him, why are you joking?
I am recording it.
Yeah. So is Paul.
I know. Everybody's on Twitter now, going, "Oh, you've agreed. We heard you."
Just the same arrangement as last year, Paul.
No, absolutely.
And, plus 10%, come on.
No, absolutely. And it was, as Zoe said, it was actually a fabulous event. It was over 400 people there.
Yeah.
And you're probably expecting a slightly bigger event this year. And where is it, this one?
We've got it at the Lee Academy's Trust.
Okay.
Maybe next year we'll be at Detlin.
Right,
I was going to say, you can't be. You must be outgrowing most places with that size.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's in partnership with the Chamber, so we're just trying to make sure that we don't grow too quickly. Mm. We don't want to go and have a massive venue and then just we all look very quite small
stuck
in
the corner.
What can people expect on that day?
On the day, there's going to be different speakers, digital speakers from Kent, but also we've got NATO coming to speak. So we've got Frankie Sagerman coming over to speak about measurement and how they measure it within NATO, and the techniques that they've used also, which is really exciting.
Fantastic. Because we had at last year's one, we had a really, it was really interesting. There were loads of people in the audience from professional service companies like lawyers and accountants and people like that, and they're all very sniffy about it. They go, of course, we can't use social media because we have client confidentiality and And the first speaker up was from the MOD. And he went, "Do you want to see someone getting blown up?" Poof. Yeah. And they showed all this stuff, and people are going, "But what's going on?" He said, here's an operation that's going down right at this moment. And he showed you three jets screaming into Syria and bombing somewhere.
Yeah.
And people were going, "But you can't show that." And he said, "But if we don't, the other side will."
Absolutely.
So we've just got, you can see anything. They had a huge library, didn't they, where you could download stuff from their library.
It's amazing. So, I think it'd be an interesting talk this year.
Looking forward to it.
Sam has just said, and I think it's important because he's tweeted a few of these, and I just want to read you them. He said, "I only left school in 2015 and did not once get any guidance about social media, yet you see so many young people online getting into trouble for what they say." It's absolutely true.
Yeah. Sam's working with us now.
Oh, is he?
Okay. Bless him. He's a great guy, and he's like he says, he tells me the story about how, you know, his friends at school don't know how to use social media and have gone on to different employments and still unaware. Yeah.
Absolutely. Zoe, we could talk to you forever, as always, but we kind of run out of time.
And thank you for having me on the
show. No, it's an absolute pleasure, and you're always welcome here. And we're really excited about both Get Social and the Kent Digital Academy, which is a really exciting plan, and we're really committed to that.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost me, isn't it?
It is.
I'm just going to have to...
Just say it now.
I'm just going to have to go with that, aren't I? Zoe, give us a shout for your website and how people can find out more about you, your workshops and all the kind of stuff you're doing all over the place.
My website is www.zcsocialmedia.com, or find me on Twitter.
I was going to say, you can give your Twitter handle, but I mean, you've already got 9 million followers, so you don't need any more, really. But
At Zoe_Cairns.
Zoe_Cairns. Give Zoe a follow. Zoe, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, as it always is. more power to you. Keep on keeping on and bring in this. And I love the fact that, you know, you've kind of moved now into the whole strategy and marketing thing, because that's where we need to be.
Yeah.
You know, the techniques of doing stuff is old hat now. It's now why we're doing it and how we're doing it. So all power to you. Thank you so much, Zoe, for joining us. Do stay with us for the remaining bit of the show.
P.S. Can he have his jacket back later?
Yeah.
What we're going to do now is probably... It's that time in the show where we're going to do some FSB, Federation of Small Business, news update. HMRC to trial a new service. The HMRC is launching a new digital service in October this year to promote, wait for this, tax advantage venture capital, TAVC schemes. That should simplify, obviously, the application process for TAVC schemes, including the Enterprise Investment Scheme, the Seed Enterprise Investment Scheme, and the Social Investment Tax Relief. HMRC is looking for FSB members who will be willing to trial the service from July onwards. If you'd like to do that, if you go to the FSB website and register your interest. Just for those of you that don't know, as an angel investor, one of the things that we have as an investment is your business needs to be registered under the SEIS scheme or the EIS scheme, and they are schemes for investors to claim some of their investment money back from the tax man. So they're going to simplify the whole thing into one kind of product, which they've now called the Tax Advantage Venture Capital Scheme, for goodness sake. They do come up with some horrible names, but the principle of it is what matters, and that's the important thing. Joe.
So new small firms loan scheme announced. £100 million loan programme to support smaller firms has been announced by the European Investment Bank and Funding Circle, a UK-based peer-to-peer lender. The funding is expected to facilitate investment in smaller firms totalling £200 million over the next 7 years, by providing access to capital for the 5.4 million small firms that account for more than 99% of the private sector in the UK. This is the first time that EIB funding has been delivered to support small business through a direct lending marketplace, although the EIB has provided more than £3 billion for investment in small UK firms over the past 10 years. You can read more about the loan programme at crowdfundinsider.com.
Cool, thank you for that. Road network issues, anyone? Highways England has launched an online mapping tool for road users to flag issues within the network. Blimey, I could waste an entire lifetime just doing potholes, and that would be just on the road from here back home. The online tool can be used to provide feedback on current issues like congestion and noise, as well as future pressures such as likely growth areas. Any information you share will then help to plan for the future. If you want to take part in it, if you go to highways.gov.uk/route strategies, that's highways.gov.uk/route strategies, and you can take part in that survey of things that are going wrong on England's roads.
Small Business Saturday, #SmallBiz100, that's with a Z, I don't think you can spell it any other way. The applications are now open for this year's #SmallBiz100. It's a great opportunity to highlight your business in the lead up to Small Business Saturday on December the 3rd. Oh, we're talking about Christmas nearly. Mm. Last year, a quarter of #SmallBiz100 were FSB members, gaining exposure on social media and in local press. If you apply before... I'm now reading this. Paul, did you not read this beforehand? June the 30th.
You're too late.
Then if you did apply, then let us know. Yep. But anyway, it's smallbusinesssaturdayuk.com is actually details about what is going on.
But you can
December
still you can still participate yes. in the whole Small Business Saturday thing.
Yes.
You just can't get onto the official
onto the
website.
Official list from FSB, yeah. Exactly.
But basically,
I'll read ahead next time, listener.
But basically you still need to get involved with it, because you know the list is neither here nor there. Everybody can get involved with Small Business Saturday.
Exactly.
Employment growth continues. The latest UK job numbers show employment up by 55,000 and unemployment down by 20,000. Wage growth has risen slightly, with average earnings, including bonuses, up by 2%, a consistent rate of growth with the previous period. The UK continues to make steady gains in employment and wages. We have the highest number of people in employment that we've ever had in the history of the United Kingdom, at 32 million people.
Lovely. Mm. Confirmation statements to replace annual returns. From the 30th of June, UK companies and limited liability partnerships will need to file a confirmation statement, which has replaced the annual return. Companies and LLPs will have to check and confirm that the information companies' house holds is correct and inform companies' house of any changes. Confirmation statements need to include information regarding people with significant control, as well as any changes to shareholders, SIC code, or statement of capital. The confirmation statement will be due a year after either the incorporation of a company or the date the last annual return was filed. And companies and LLPs will have 14 days from the due date to submit the confirmation statement. It'll be £13 to file online and £40 to file a paper version. Why you'd want to do a paper version, I have no idea. And there's a very long URL, so I suggest you go to our website if you want to find out about it, or go to gov.uk and do a search for confirmation statements, and that'll probably find the right place for you.
Absolutely. The FSB have found failings in legal services market. The FSB has welcomed a Competition and Markets Authority report that came out recently, which identified problems with competition in the legal services market for small businesses. The interim report backs the FSB's calls to improve transparency in the market. The Competition and Markets Authority will now look at ways to improve competition in legal services by increasing information on price and quality for consumers. FSB will ensure it continues to be part of the review process going forward so that the legal services market works far better for small businesses. About time too. If you want to find out more about it, if you go to the FSB website, fsb.org.uk, you can find out more about that particular issue. And I think we can do one more, Joe.
Okay, so small firms call for help with energy costs. More than a third, 36%, of business owners believe that providing grants to carry out energy efficiency upgrades is the most important action government could take to help small firms reduce energy costs, according to a British Gas survey of 2,100 business owners.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Now go on, carry on. Sorry, I thought you'd finished. I do beg your pardon. You pause. You don't want to pause when I'm around.
Only 13% of survey respondents have seen a decrease in their energy bill over the last 3 years, while 35% have seen prices increase and 37% have seen little or no change. And the research also found out, did you notice I just went straight into it then, didn't breathe. The research also found out that only 8% of business owners believe more guidance on energy efficiency would help them reduce costs, and just 4% believe finance arrangements such as low-cost loans or lease agreements would help.
We see, I was helping the environment there by stopping you breathing out.
Ah, yes, good thinking. Good thinking.
Yeah, didn't want any of that old carbon stuff getting in the air, did we?
I'm not known for breathing much between sentences anyway.
No, absolutely.
I don't want to tell you, but...
And why should you? And that, I think, brings us to the end of this week's news update.
Channel Radio News Update.
I've had an email here from a lady called Sam Lloyd. And she's launched The Wedding Owl, a consultancy business committed to providing a professional service for both Kent wedding venues and wedding suppliers. The UK wedding industry is worth over £10 billion per year, and Sam Lloyd, The Wedding Owl, is planning on providing face-to-face business support to the local Kent wedding industry, in particular to venue owners and the suppliers to trade. She plans to help solve issues such as branding, growth, delivery, innovation, and hopes that due to her deep knowledge of the wedding industry, this unique initiative will mean that she will quickly become the go-to expert. This is a very new business that's been launched, and you can find out more about it by going to their website, which is theweddingowl.com, or you can email them at info@theweddingowl.com. So that's Sam Lloyd, theweddingowl.com, for all your wedding venue needs.
Lovely. So should I do one?
Yeah, yes. Go for it.
The nominations are now open for the 2016 KITA Awards. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Kent Independent Traders Awards.
That's it. It takes a couple of minutes to nominate by filling in the form, and you can get that on Kent Independent.
You can't say it.
It's just when I hear it, it reminds me of Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
Kent Independent Traders.
Trotters Independent Trading, Chris.
No, I'll get it.
You plonker, Rodney. Come on, just read it.
.co.uk/KITA. /2016-nominations, and the categories are, and I'm not going to do all of them, but some of them: Startup Business of the Year,
right.
Home-based Business of the Year, Retail Business of the Year, Trade Business. I'll miss out the of the year, and then I can just tell you the categories, can't I? Trade Business, Marketing and PR, Contribution to the Community Award. Zoe, I'm looking at you. Customer Service, Growth Business, Leisure and Hospitality, Professional Achievement, Financial Services, Small Business of the Year, that's 1 to 9 employees, Medium, 10 to 49 employees, Large, 49 plus, Rural Business, Social Media Business, another one there, and Entrepreneur.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Joe. The Stop Hunter, Master the Markets, a free trading seminar. Event to be held at the following times, date and location. Saturday the 16th of July, that's this Saturday, from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Chilston Park Hotel, just outside Lenham. You can register your free place on it by contacting info@thestophunter.co.uk, or you can ring Canterbury 01227 811731. That's Canterbury, 01227 811731. The Stop Hunter, Master the Markets, free trading seminar. And there's a business community breakfast networking meeting next Thursday, the 14th. And Debbie Cameron from Fields of Life and Norma Rice from the Medway Youth Trust will be there, because they've got an event in common, so that charities have something on the agenda. We'll make sure everybody gets a chance to contribute, though, whether it's for advice, to share experiences, or simply to get something off your chest. And it takes place at the Honourable Pilot at 7:30 a.m. this Thursday. The Honourable Pilot's in Gillingham, next to the golf club there in Gillingham. If you want to find out more, you can email Colin at businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. And we're almost at the end of the show.
Can I just say something quickly?
So, yeah, of course you can.
No, Joe Wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joan Wild, what? Romancing in the Stone.
Ah. There you go.
See, it's not just me with random thoughts.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm gonna look at that.
So am I.
I'm going to do something with that. I just want to tell you what's coming up later today. On channelradio.co.uk. At 4 o'clock, we have the fantastic Kent Creative Live with Natalie Benaig. And this week, they have a conversation with Joe Tufts. And not Joe Wild, Joe Tufts.
Or Joe Dodds.
Yeah. Who's the Broadstairs Folk Week coordinator. And Janet Fielding, who's the chief executive of Project Motorhouse in Ramsgate. And Janet is an actress, and she actually played the part of Tegan Yuvenka, who was one of Doctor Who's companions.
Tegan Yuvenka.
Tegan Yuvenka. Did you not know that?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
What's her name again? Jane Fielding. No,
that's
something else.
almost Janet Fielding.
Janet Fielding.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm off to Google it.
Okay, and then they run a private view only in England, a photo exhibition with photographs by Tony Ray Jones and Martin Parr that has just opened at the B&E in Canterbury. So that's the Kent Creative Live Show on Channel Radio today at 4 p.m. Do check it out and have a listen to that, because it will be fabulous. That's followed at 5 o'clock.
Oh, I know who she is. Pretty dark haired lady.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Cool. Well, that works on the radio. Showing us the picture. Oh, yes.
Do you remember her?
Yeah.
Google her,
yes.
Everybody. Google her.
Absolutely. I might stick around for that, actually. At 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with his stripy socks and his entertainment show. And then, of course, that is followed at 7 p.m. by... Welcome on to the new potato show. 18 tracks of hand-picked new and up-and-coming music presented for your delectation by Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potato Show from 7 till 9 tonight. That is followed by I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, our comedy music show focusing on a hilariously funny year of 1967. And it was a funny year. There was a lot of odd things happened in that year, apparently. Enough to make a whole series of shows out of. I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet at 9 o'clock. And then, as always, on a Tuesday evening, we round the evening out with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George. One, two, three,
get down! Cool drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So as always, we finish off a Tuesday night with Club Culture with the wonderful Boy George. I've got one more tweet that I need to read out, because it's just come in, and from the lovely Gemma Fairhay of Orchard Employment Law. And she says, Vanilla Web, Zoe Cairns and I will be speaking at the Women in Business Open Day on the 5th of August, apparently. There you go. So thank you for that, Gemma.
I think it's the
3rd
of August.
Oh, is it?
Well, I've retweeted it as the 5th now, yeah, so no, you can go both days, just to be sure.
It's the 5th now, Zoe, whatever, you're just going to have to move the date. It could be the 3rd to the 5th. The 3rd to the 5th of August.
It's a Friday, the 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a Wednesday evening. But maybe sounds like it's probably
the
3rd,
yeah,
then. Yeah. No, we'll go for the 3rd. That sounds right. But anyway, thank you for that. We're at the end of the show now. A big thank you to Chris Hyde of Chameleogenics, and to Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media, and to the famous Joe Dodds. Thank you for joining us. We will be back next week.
Paul Andrews. with the Business Bunker.